The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Welcome to the Motivation Program again this morning. This is Tal Rai. I just want to share about the beauty of life today and let us see what we can learn together, what we can achieve and attain, even on the face of this earth, what we can attain in our nation, what we can attain in our organizations and in the businesses and enterprises and the concerns within which we find ourselves being involved on a day-to-day basis. Whether we are in pain, whether we are in joy, whether we are disadvantaged or whether we feel that we are advantaged. But I want us to just look and see if in the midst of it all, there is any acknowledgement and any sight of a beauty of life within our circumstances and our spheres. There is said of a given individual that there was a man, a married man, who married a very, very beautiful girl. And this man who married this beautiful girl, he loved her very much. And one day she developed a skin disease. Slowly she started to lose her beauty. It so happened that one day her husband left on a tour. He left on a tour. And whilst returning, he met with an accident and lost his eyesight. However, their married life continued as usual. But as days passed, she lost her beauty gradually. Blind husband did not know this, and there was not any difference in their married life. He continued to love her, and she also loved him very much. One day she died. Her death brought him great sorrow. He finished all her last rites and wanted to leave that town. And a man from behind him called and said, "Now, how will you be able to walk all alone? All these days your wife used to help you." And this widower replied, "I am not blind. I was pretending. I was acting. Because if she knew I could see her ugliness, it would have pained her more than her disease. So I pretended to be blind. She was a very good wife. I only wanted to keep her happy." Shocking. Interesting. Very scary, unimaginable that there is somebody who could ever do such a thing. But what do we learn from what this man said and what he did all these years? Sometimes it is good for us to act blind and ignore one another's shortcomings in order to be happy. No matter how many times the teeth bite the tongue, they still stay together in one mouth. That's the spirit of forgiveness. Even though eyes don't see each other, they see things together. They blink simultaneously and cry together. That is unity. May we find within ourselves and amongst ourselves the spirit of forgiveness, togetherness, and unity. Alone, I can say, but together we can talk. Alone, I can smile, but together we can laugh. That's the beauty of human relations. We are nothing without each other. The razor blade is sharp, but cannot cut a tree. The axe is strong, but cannot cut the hair. What do we derive and learn from this? Everyone is important according to his or her unique purpose. Never look down on anyone unless you are admiring their shoes. I have a question for you. In this beauty, from this that which we see, to To what extent are you prepared to live and interact with those that have hurt you in the past, or those that actually continue to hurt you today? The same people who you feel wronged you, those who you feel wronged your people, those who you feel have cheated you, have disadvantaged your community. To what extent can you cohabit with them like the teeth, which even if they bite the tongue, remain still in the same mouth? You might say, well, I'm not the tongue, I'm not teeth, I'm not caused and forced to stay within the mouth of a given individual. But the reality of the fact and the matter at hand is, you are forced to be part and parcel of the community, of the citizens, of this independent and sovereign nation. You are obliged by virtue of being a local citizen of this nation to be regarded together even with the ones who you despise, the ones who you hate, the ones who you do not like, or even so, the same others who you wish you could love, who you wish you could not hate, but who unfortunately you know and feel have wronged and have done you wrong and have not been fair or honest or kind to your situation and circumstances. Those who you probably would blame. But as the tongue would still live together with the teeth that bit it, could we therefore make an effort? Could we therefore make a deliberate intention to be able to correlate and interrelate? To be able to cry together, to stand together, to see things together in the same light, and begin to choose to say, together, let us talk rather than individually and separately we say and speak things against one another. Whereby rather than enjoy on our own, probably as we see the pain or the failure of the others, we choose that corporately we are going to celebrate the success of being compatriots and fellow citizens and fellow human beings on the face of this earth, within our given geographical space and our own land of heritage, so that we are able to look back not only with a smile but with a laughter emanating forth from within our hearts and projecting through our mouths as we stand together and say we have made the success of what it is to be a nation and to be a people, so that we can make the requisite and relevant success. It doesn't matter how strongly you feel about the others and what they have done. What matters is whether or not you are able to accommodate one another with our differences and our uniqueness, to be able to therefore turn around those dimensions which we probably regard bad about each and the other of us, to turn them around and use them for the success of the common good of the whole nation and the whole gathering and grouping of every human who interacts and correlates and participates with us as a nation and as a people within the confines of this sovereign state and within the confines of this species of earthly beings, which is called human beings. Can we help one another? If you really feel you want to look down on anyone, let it only be that you are admiring their shoes. You are admiring their shoes. Rather than that, you are despising and undermining them. My brother, my sister, with all the complexities related to what I'm talking about, with all the unimaginable dimensions related to this matter, the reality of the truth, the reality of the situation is whatever the circumstances may be, whatever the difficulties may be, whatever anything may be, the truth is, it is well. I wish you success. I wish you unity. I wish you forgiveness. I wish you celebration and joy. And indeed, a great day today as you begin to walk and to march forth in this new perception and this new dimension of your being. Enjoy your day. Listen to this song, enjoy it, and celebrate the goodness of life and indeed the beauty of life. Life is beautiful. It is well.